So I'm about to lead you through a meditation that I sometimes use with my coaching clients. I almost always do a 2 to 5 meditation at some point in a coaching consultation because it helps to center myself and the client, and I find that conversations are much more meaningful and thoughtful and richer as a result. The meditation I'm going to do is adapted from one of Kelly Wilson's books. I'll put a link on the website, and I tend to use it when I sense that clients are kind of really listening to painful thoughts or very loud worrying thoughts and feelings, and not kind of being able to hear a quieter voice. And you'll, as you listen to the meditation, you'll get a sense of what that's like. So let's go through it together, shall we? So if you want to find a comfortable spot to sit upright, your feet on the floor, your body upright in the chair, nice and comfortable, feel yourself kind of stretching and kind of nice and comfortable. And then either close your eyes or fix them on a neutral spot. And now take a few deep breaths, just about 3 or 4 deep breaths. And once you've taken those 3 or 4 deep breaths, let your breathing return to normal. As you breathe in, feel your chest really expand and fall. So really notice that stretching feeling. Letting your breathing return to normal. Just kind of notice your breathing. Notice the air coming in and the air going out. It's what that feels like. Taking a moment to just check in with your body. How are you holding your body? Sometimes we discover that we sit down to meditate and actually holding our body kind of a little bit awkwardly. So it's fine to wriggle and stretch at this point. Just get yourself nice and comfortable. And settling into the quiet space. Just listen for the noises that you can hear. The noises inside the room and outside the room. There's the sound of my voice. There might be the sound of the background noise that you can hear in the room I'm sitting in. And then the sounds in the room that you're sitting in and the sounds outside the room you're sitting in. Kind of let those sounds all kind of land on your eardrums and just kind of notice. And now what I want you to do is listen to the sounds you can hear and see if you can find the quietest of those sounds. Listening to each sound and see which is the quietest one. You'll notice that your attention gets drawn to the louder sounds or the sudden sounds. Each time that happens, bring your attention back to the quietest sound that you can hear. You might notice that the quietest sound you can hear actually comes from your own body, perhaps the sound of your breathing. And just keep bringing your attention back to that quiet sound. And now turn your attention to your thoughts. And just like with sounds, we have the loud thoughts that kind of attract our attention and seem to be very demanding of attention. And then there are quiet thoughts, thoughts that seem to kind of come from a quiet, still place inside you. And those can be harder to hear. And what I want you to do is notice your thoughts. Notice the thoughts that seem to demand attention. And then see if you can find the quieter thoughts, the thoughts that kind of pass almost unnoticed. And just notice them. So just noticing your thoughts. Whenever your attention gets hooked by a louder thought, or even something outside, like a loud noise or something, bring your attention back and see if you can listen for the quieter thoughts, the thoughts that can be harder to notice and give attention to. And that's just bringing your attention back to your body in the chair, your feet on the floor, the sounds inside the room and outside the room. When you're ready, opening your eyes, and if you need to, kind of a bit of a yawn and a stretch. And if there was something in listening to that quiet voice that you want to remember, take a moment to kind of pause and jot yourself a note. And that's the end of the meditation. I hope it was helpful for you.